With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Hezbollah poses a far greater threat to Israel's survival than Hamas.
I've been warning and saying that if we don't address the Hezbollah threat, Hezbollah will conclude that we're afraid, that Hezbollah will escalate its fire at us, and the war will start at a time of Hezbollah's choosing, not our choosing.
Dr. Oren tells the Salem Radio Network, the Lebanon-based and Iranian-backed Hezbollah poses a 15 times greater threat to Israel than Hamas. Meanwhile, Israeli officials are stepping up threats against Hezbollah. They warn Israel is running out of patience as the two sides continue to trade fire along Israel's volatile northern border. The fighting along the northern border has raised fears of a wider regional war. The mayors of Chicago, New York City, and Denver have renewed pleas for more federal help in coordination with Texas over the growing number of asylum seekers arriving in their cities by bus and by plane. Also at SRNNews.com, the house where four University of Idaho students were killed last year has been demolished.
Destroying the house is an emotional step for the victims' families and a close-knit community that was shocked and devastated by the brutal stabbings of the four students back in November of 2022. The owner of the rental house near the university campus donated it to the university earlier this year. Some of the victims' families have opposed the demolition, calling for the house to be preserved until after the man accused in the slayings has been tried. Brian Koberger has pleaded not guilty to four counts of murder. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Dow hit 104 points and the NASDAQ is up a dozen. This is SRN News. 2023 saw the United Methodist Church shrink faster than ever.
Congregations began quitting the denomination over its embrace of the LGBT agenda back in 2019. About 2,000 had left by the start of 2023. But this year, more than 5,600 additional churches abandoned the UMC. There's a big meeting planned in 2024 to formally finalize the schism, but one wonders if it will even be necessary. Everybody who wants to leave may be gone by then. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In an unprecedented show of resistance against Pope Francis, Catholic bishops in Africa, Poland, and elsewhere say they will not be implementing the new Vatican policy, allowing blessings for same-sex couples. Many are fiercely criticizing it, with one bishop describing the new policy as a hidden evil. A number of observers are predicting a split in the Catholic Church over this issue. This is SRN News. In consumer news, there's been a huge recall of a certain type of blender.
Federal officials say BlendJet is recalling about 4.8 million of its portable blenders over laceration and fire hazards. That's after receiving dozens of reports of injuries. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, BlendJet 2 portable blenders can overheat or catch fire, and their blades can break off while they're being used. Regulators are urging consumers to stop using the blenders immediately and contact BlendJet for a free base unit replacement. I'm Shelley Adler.
Obesity drugs like Wegovy and Zepbound showing some promising results, but those drugs remain out of reach for millions of older Americans, a month's supply costing $1,000 and more. The drugs not covered by Medicare. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.